Okay, it's January 27th, 2011, at 1600 hours, Detective Joe Evans, and what is your name?
Your number?
Yeah, what's phone number?
It's a
okay, I'll make sure we hear this, all this noise. Okay, and what rig are we sitting in?
Medic 444.
Okay, and this is the car you guys responded to in today?
Correct.
Okay, why don't you tell me where you were when you got this call?
We were in our station at 616 Fitch.
Do you remember what time you get the call?
Hey Chris, what was the alarm time?
I don't want you to talk to him.
Oh, I'm
just
sorry.
Just roughly. Do you remember roughly what time it was?
14...
Is Chris sitting right there?
Yeah, he's actually right here.
I need to have him shut the door. I don't want him to hear this interview.
Oh, okay. Chris, you hear
Thanks,
that?
Chris.
Sorry. I think your nerves fine. All right.
Let's see, do you want to turn that dial? See, there's a little timer dial.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 5 minutes.
You could have just walked away. I thought you didn't have to shut all the doors. No air in here. It's going to get hot.
Yeah.
Let's just open this door again. As long as he's not standing, that's what I care about.
Yeah, because you know, he said it's going to get stuck.
So. Right. That's why I didn't want him to close them. Okay. So, any idea about time
assessment? I'd say,
just roughly.
14, 15.
And what was the call that you received?
It came through the 911 system as a behavioral emergency.
Okay. Go ahead.
And we had an update that there was a suicidal subject, possibly with weapons.
With weapons? Did they tell you what kind of weapons?
No, they just gave a generalized.
And did you get that information while you were driving here?
Correct.
Okay. So why don't you tell me what happened next?
We actually were right behind the engine company, so
okay.
We followed the direction of the map. The GPS mapping.
And you came up here in tandem with the engine company?
Correct.
Or the engine company in front of you?
Correct.
Okay.
Made our left on Hitch. When we got to Citrus and made the right, that's when we encountered one deputy with his assault rifle, and he said, continue on up the hill. Saw another deputy that continued to, you know, direct us, say that, you know, the patient is up the top of the hill.
Okay.
So we continued up the hill, kind of made our way up behind the fire engine. And then that's when we got to about right here at this point.
Uh-huh. Where you're parked now.
Yeah, where we're parked, and the deputy said the patient is just, you know, right up here next to the...
Did he tell you what happened?
They just said that the patient had been, or the victim had been shot.
Okay.
And he's down.
And the deputy told you that?
Correct.
Okay.
So we pulled up, fire engine stopped, we stopped behind him. We exited the vehicle, put our protective equipment on.
Good.
Our partner grabbed backboard. The fire department personnel grabbed their cardiac monitor and their medical bag, and we proceeded to walk up to the victim.
Is that up where the silver car is?
Correct.
The detective's car?
Correct.
Okay.
So we proceeded to walk up the hill beside the patient and made initial contact with the patient and started our primary assessment, which involves airway, breathing, circulation, and an overall, you know,
look at the body.
Look at the body. We determined that he had two obvious neck wounds, because those are the first two wounds we saw, and then grabbed some trauma shears and cut his middle of his shirt up to expose his chest wall, and we noted two more entrance wounds in the center of his chest.
Okay.
Determined he had no pulse, he wasn't breathing. We patched him up to the heart monitor and noted that he was in a cardiac rhythm that had no actual heartbeat, but there was still electrical activity.
Correct.
And we noticed that it was in a rate of about 30. Called the base hospital, which is Los Robles, and consulted with them and advised them that what our situation was, the patient is suffering from several gunshot wounds. He's in his heart rate. He has no pulse. no pupillary response. We didn't hear any heart sounds. He's not breathing, and his heart rate is actually, it was actually starting to decline as we were, you know, sitting there with him.
Sure.
He was watching the monitors. It was kind of going down below 30, down into 20s.
That's 30 beats per minute?
Correct.
But it wasn't really beating?
No, it was just the electrical.
The electrical pulse.
Right, yeah. It's usually indicative of, right, when you have no blood volume.
Right.
You know, because the heart usually will just continue to fire. So the paramedic on the fire engine was on the phone with the base hospital consulting, giving them the initial report, and then they concurred with us pronouncing the patient.
Who pronounced?
Greg, the paramedic on the fire.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, he actually did the official pronouncement.
Okay. Was the victim laying in the position he's in right now on his back with
Correct.
His face looking up?
Yes.
Did you move him laterally or horizontally on the ground at all?
No, I actually, one of the deputies asked if he had a wallet, so I kind of raised up his waist area,
uh-huh.
but he didn't move laterally either
okay.
side.
Okay, so you slightly raised it?
Slightly raised it up
okay.
just to kind of expose the pocket on each side and noted that he didn't have a wallet.
1941,
Mentor. But that was the only movement
okay.
he did, and then we just left him as is.
Medic
193,
Mentor.
Okay, when you first walked up, obviously who all's out here?
There were just several deputies. I can't give you an exact count.
Okay.
Kind of
did you know any of them?
Yes.
But not, can you recall their names?
No, I can't recall
their Okay,
names.
No problem. Did you see anybody else out there besides the deputies and the victim?
Yeah, there was the local, some of the local residents were kind of coming out of their homes.
Okay.
There was just maybe a couple that were down Citrus more, a few houses down on the right.
Uh-huh, to the south of us?
To the south of us. I saw a couple of them come out, uh-huh. and that gentleman that's directly right here, he was standing in his driveway.
Just to the north of the location?
Yeah, just to the north of the location.
How about the victim's family? Were they out there?
No, I didn't see them.
You didn't see that at all?
No.
Okay, so you get done with that. Did you hear any of the deputies talking about the shooting?
No.
Okay. Did anybody make any comments to you about the shooting?
No.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Is there anything else that you think I need to know about this incident that you haven't told me?
No, it was pretty straightforward.
Okay.
We just got in, did what we had to do, we knew it was a crime scene, so we did what we had to do.
Didn't serve much and got out. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we tried to.
Hey, excuse me for interrupting.
That's a really good thing.
Excuse me for interrupting.
Yeah.
Can we get a sheet? One of your guys asked for a sheet to cover.
Yeah. Okay, I'll conclude the interview. It is,
I thought we'd get the good
16, 11 hours.